Girlfriend, 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 this is a super exciting episode and I'm getting super giddy because my husband is on the episode. He is our special guest of the day and it was so much fun to record next to him. What a special, special treat. So you guys are going to get to hear from his side of things. He is the son of a physician. He is a mechanical engineer. He's a designing engineer. He's like crazy smart. And so if any of you have a husband who is very calculated engineer-like, then this episode is totally going to, you definitely need to share this with him just to hear what my husband's take was on it. Obviously, you know, he's my husband, so I'm going to be a little bit biased. He might be a little bit biased, but as you hear him talk, you will hear he's just one of the most level-headed, analytical, thoughtful people. And so he's not going to fudge the truth on anything. And he shares his true experience and I love it. So anyways, before we get into that, I just want to talk about coming into our Facebook community. All right. So I know that this journey can feel so alone. It's so taboo to talk about your period. It's taboo to talk about infertility. Like, how does that even come up? Right. And so I do not want you to feel like you are walking this journey alone. There are so many other women like you who have recently had a miscarriage who have been trying to get pregnant for a long time and it's just not happening. And you need to know you're not alone. And there's a lot of other Christ following sisters who are in the same journey. So come and join us in our free community on Facebook. Just scroll down in the show notes and click join and put a little bit of information about yourself. I love to get to know you and I love to welcome you into our group. And that's where I get to talk to you. Okay. So if you're like, oh, Becca's on a podcast, I can never talk to her. No, seriously, you can talk to me. Okay. I check the Facebook group several times a week. And then I have a team who also checks in on it as well. So come and join us and get in there and let us support you in your fertility journey. Now, if you are in a spot where you want to get pregnant, but you feel like learning to chart or making lifestyle changes just isn't going to be worth your money and give you answers, no, 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 no. Okay. So you guys know, and if you're new here, you know that I have a course. It's called the Fertility Framework. And y'all, it's so good. Okay. It took me 6 months to make this course, like 6 months. I've worked my tail off to put everything that I know to be able to teach you how to finally understand your body through an evidence-based method of charting and how to actually support the imbalances that you have through simple tweaks you can change in your daily life with God at the center of every single change. Like, you're not going to find this anywhere else, right? This is the most Christ-centered fertility thing you'll ever see, because I want you to really think about what would your next step be if you bypass this course. Your next step from the fertility clinic is probably going to involve a lot of medications. It may involve synthetic hormones or injections or forceful and invasive treatments. And you just might not need to do that. You may even get some unnecessary intercourse instructions that are going to put a strain on you and your husband. Not to mention, you're going to be paying out thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars with only a chance that it'll work or help you. Is it even going to get to the root issue that you have? So I want you to think about doing things from home with the help of a sister, me, who's been on this journey before you. And that's a much better place to start and a much better investment of your money to get tools that you can use to support your body and your fertility for life rather than just trying to force things to happen, right? Yes. 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 I want you to say yes. Okay. So come into my fertility framework course so that I can show you exactly how to understand and support your fertility and hormones for today and for the rest of your reproductive years. Go to BeccaYon.com/course and let's get into today's amazing episode. Hey sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design.
So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal, because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. Hello, ladies. We have a really special episode today. I have my husband on.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, his voice is great, isn't it? We're in kind of goofy moods this evening as we are recording, so we'll see how this episode goes. But I have been wanting to have my dear Adam on for quite some time, just so that you guys can hear his perspective as a husband, as a, can I just say, like an engineering husband walking through all of the crunchy, natural, organic world.
So, yeah, very, very crunchy. Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. But. Yeah. So before we get started, let's kick off with a word of prayer. And we're just going to hear from my other half today. Dear Lord, we come before you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be able to record tonight together. How fun and special. And God, this is not my podcast. This is not our show or our episode, Lord. This is absolutely yours. And I know that this episode is meant to encourage and speak to the woman and maybe even the husband listening. And so I just pray that you would speak through both Adam and I this evening, and that you would bring words of encouragement and enlightenment and knowledge to the person listening. So thank you, Lord, in advance for speaking through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Would you consider yourself a super fan?
Yes.
You're definitely a super fan.
Definitely. Yeah. I've listened to every episode so far. So.
So sweet. So really, I do want the listeners here to just hear from your perspective, because all of them are married.
Sure.
I think. Yeah. My girl's married. So,
makes sense.
So, you know, obviously her husband, you know, may have a healthy amount of skepticism about understanding the woman's cycle and hormones and charting and like, what is all of that? So if you could first just speak to who were we and who were you and how did you understand me before we went through the miscarriages and our health journey and all of that? Like, how much did you feel like you understood your crazy wife before all of this?
Sure. A little background. As you said, I'm an engineer. Come from a Christian family. My dad's a physician. And so I grew up in a physician's household. I have a very high view of my dad, a lot of respect for my dad. I still have a lot of pieces of it, of kind of the traditional medical ideas on things and how things work. And so that definitely shaped, I'd say, our early years from a medical perspective. I did have a pretty good understanding of the basics of things related to fertility, but nothing compared to where we're at now. But I think, yeah, I had at least a pretty good understanding of the basics. And I kind of felt like, you know, we had a routine in some ways of like, this is, you know, when we work out, this is what we eat. And I don't think we gave a whole lot of consideration to maybe the balance of diet or we definitely didn't have things like supplements and that kind of thing at all early on. And I'd say there's probably like, you know, the basic awareness of, okay, like be careful with what you eat and be careful with what you do. But I don't think we were, there's a lot of things we didn't understand. And so as we entered into that crazy season of the end of 21, where things got kind of wild and you know, it was a rough season, definitely invited a lot of questions.
Yeah. So like, why is this happening?
And sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I want to like just hear from your perspective too, thinking back to our young married years, like the first 3 years, because everyone here knows, like we were on birth control the first 3 years of our marriage. I think I was on it. I think when we met, I was not on birth control. And right. So that was really cool because we were actually like attracted to each other in God's design.
Right.
You know, because.
Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. So I'm super thankful for that. But then I was on birth control for like 3 or 4 years of us knowing each other. And and all of that. So I reflect a lot on our intense conversations and our lack of communication compatibility in those first few years. And I kind of have attributed or wondered how much of like the birth control pill or just you not understanding my hormones, me not understanding my hormones and how to conversate with each other. Would you like, what's your take on those first few years?
So there's definitely a lot of things at play. We were both immature in a lot of ways. I still am immature in a lot of ways, trying to grow. So that definitely, as you'd expect in a new married relationship, that played a part in it. It was, and you know, I did have a sister, I did have a mom. And so I saw little pieces of that. Like, you know, this is, you know, women and men think differently and we act differently. But there's definitely a piece of when you're married and you're seeing the day in, day out, you know, even hour by hour, you know, personality changes and maybe emotion, you know, emotional pieces, that kind of stuff, a person. Yeah, there's definitely like a learning curve. And I think as a new husband, not knowing any different, it's like, okay, well, I'll just learn, like, this is how it is. And then, you know, you settle into it, you kind of get to know the other person. It was interesting as we started entering into the season of researching and studying this stuff out more, saying like, oh, like there are patterns here. There are things that are, you know, part of God's design, and this is how God designed us. And so, I think I didn't know what I didn't know. And then you started researching and studying, and then I was like, oh, wow, like this is really helpful. I can see, the pieces of this that would have helped back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about kind of moving into a season of life of not knowing or understanding our bodies or my body and your body too. Like we've learned a lot about how your testosterone works, how it talks and all of that. So that's super cool. But especially, you know, the woman has this monthly crazy cycle and I've had a lot of irregularities. And a lot of the women listening are having a lot of irregularities. And from the husband's standpoint, how has it impacted you just understanding me emotionally and like understanding what my hormones are and how they're impacting how I talk and how I act?
Yeah, that was definitely eye-opening. I don't think growing up, like my, to the extent that I understand, my mom and my sister didn't have anything kind of especially unusual, I guess, or nothing that really kind of interrupted daily life in a really noticeable way. But I remember the first time we went skiing together and you were getting super, super woozy. And it was, you know, like we had to pause and get inside and you had to rest. And it was like, wow, like this is, you know, this is intense. This is different. And there were, I think, pieces of that were, you know, surprising. It was like, okay, we need to be aware and cautious and that kind of stuff. And I think we've learned a lot since then about what, you know, what caused those things at some level and what is, you know, what the triggers are and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that was really eye opening. Does that answer your question? I feel like I may have wandered a little bit.
No, it did. Yeah. Okay. It was good. Good job. So what, let's see here. Okay. So we learned how to chart through fertility awareness-based method. And then I learned, and you've supported me and have been drug along in the process of, you know, hormonal health changes and everything. So tell me about your experience of skepticism about all of this, charting and hormone health as a husband, like before all of it, in the process, and now. What was your skepticism before?
Sure. So, going way back during premarital counseling, we had some wonderful, wonderful premarital counselors. John and Angela Mueller, have a very, very high respect for them. And we had a discussion, remember, early on about birth control. And the thought was, and they were very, very cautious and careful and calculated. And they said, there's some reason to believe that there could be some, not even just side effects, but even dangerous elements to birth control, that not even from just a medical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective, you should consider before trying it or before using it. And At that time, we'd already talked a good bit about that, and I think we'd already had kind of our leanings toward using it. And we did try to find a doctor to talk about it with, and just didn't, you know, it didn't really answer a lot of our questions any more clearly than they had been, you know, looked at before. So we just kind of like, okay, well, I guess we'll go this route and we'll do this, and this is fine, and we're not going to really ask too many questions about it. But there was always a little bit of like kind of an unsettled feeling about it at some level, especially after those early conversations with the Mueller's. And then, when everything went kind of crazy in 21 and a lot of that stuff kind of came back up. I remember all those conversations we had with the Mueller's at that time and just wondering, hey, like, even if that wasn't directly related to the miscarriage, I don't know if I feel settled with birth control anymore. Like maybe it was the Lord speaking at the time, and it just didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel right. And we have some good friends, actually my roommate from college, roommate of 4 years, named Ted. And we knew that as they were practicing Catholics, very devout Catholics, they were using some sort of other method that wasn't birth control to prevent pregnancy. We knew it was effective. And I'd studied it enough to know that I wasn't completely on board with every element of the way that the Catholic Church practiced it. But man, we were curious, like, where do you go when you've kind of counted on one method of contraception this whole time, and now you have reservations about whether or not it's a good idea? Like, what comes after that? And so I think that was the start of, okay, there's got to be something better. There's got, like, it's working for them. Something's working for them. And we can't stay where we're at. There's, you know, we've got to get past this spot.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to that night when we were talking with Ted and Kim. And I know I was like, oh my land, what are they talking about? Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts?
So again, like Ted and I were really close. We're still good friends. Not of course, like we were roommates and seeing each other every day, but we had a lot of these conversations. We talked about it. And I'd researched it. And so as they were talking, a lot of it was like, yes, okay, I remember this piece of it. Yes, I remember that part. There are pieces, of course, that I'd never studied, and so they were new to me. It was insightful. And then there's, you know, the pieces of, you know, specifically the practice of abstinence and the fertility window, I guess, where that's kind of a very, very strict piece of it, that I'd had some specific maybe reservations about. And so as we were talking about it, you know, my initial response was, well, what you're saying makes, you know, sense, like biologically, but I'm not really sure specifically about the length and duration of abstinence in each window and this and that. And so I was initially thinking, I don't know, this probably isn't for us. But then at the same time, it was like, well, I don't know, like, we don't really have another option. We don't have a better plan right now. So
yeah. So we went forward with it. We started off with the Marquette method. And I mean, I remember us feeling like, yo, we're avoiding pregnancy naturally for the first time ever.
Yeah, it was terrifying at first.
Yeah, because we were like, is this really going to work? And we were in a spot of needing to avoid because we were fresh off of three miscarriages.
Yeah, we were fresh off of three miscarriages. Yeah. We had just started onto a health share that,
gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yeah. If you got pregnant, none of it was covered. So we didn't have insurance and we wouldn't have any coverage. I was like, okay, like, this has got to work. So it was kind of intense. It was like a trial by fire. It wasn't like we started the health share at the same time that we started the Marquette method, but there's still like an intensity there to it.
Right. Like, it had to work. Just for the health of conceiving, because it was heartbreaking.
It was.
You know, and we were like, we have to figure out what's going on with my health. But then there was the added pressure of, if we get pregnant accidentally again, we might not only lose it, but we're also going to be paying a lot for it. And we paid a lot for those babies that we lost. So we're still recovering from that. So lots of things going on in there. So, as you guys know, it worked. The fertility awareness method worked to avoid pregnancy and to achieve pregnancy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my scrapbook, I have, my basal body temperature chart and I show like conceived, and I put like a little arrow on it. It's super cute. I think it's great. My mom was like, oh, that's so weird. But anyways, so yeah. So fertility awareness methods, check.
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 Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. So now let's talk about kind of the all the health changes and lifestyle changes and all that, because I was a stressed out, crazy woman who was dealing with a lot of anxiety and a lot of health issues. And it was a lot. So what did you observe in me change wise?
So there's definitely, a lot of pieces of it. I think one of the things that was affirming was the sense of maybe confidence and peace that came initially with just saying, okay, like there's, as you're researching and studying, oh, there's reasons to the madness. There's reasons to the reason, you know, for this thing happening. And so it was encouraging to see, and I wasn't studying it the same way you were. You were really going in and digging it out and spending hours and hours and hours studying. And I was kind of getting the scraps, like trying to figure out, you know, what you're putting together. And so, that was initially encouraging just to see that you were starting to see things coming together and starting to understand pieces of it. And at the same time, you know, like I said, with my background, with my dad, who I still have a very, very high view of and love very much, it was like, okay, this is definitely different than what I know. This is like, all of this is very, very different. Like, I understand the whole balanced diet thing. And my idea of a balanced diet at the time was just like, make sure you have some grains and some meat and some greens and like just mix it up and then get exercise. And that was kind of the extent of it. And he knows it better than I do, of course, but yeah, I was just kind of a, you know, balancing the nutrients sort of thing. And there's a lot more to it than that. And a lot of different pieces I didn't understand and, different kinds of medicine than just the standard Western medicine that was all new to me. And I was, had a pretty good deal of skepticism when I first started. So, some of that I've come around and said, okay, yeah, I think there's something to this. Some of that I'm still skeptical about. I'm still, you know, I'm trying to figure out, but yeah. That was kind of the start at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you notice like a change in going from just like my anxiety to just being more calm and being more confident as a mother and a wife? Like, did you notice any change there?
Yeah. And it was interesting too, because the timing of the seasons and everything, there's so many different things happening at so many different intervals. At the time I was off work, we decided when we moved from Oklahoma, I would take a year and a half off, spend time with the kiddos. At the time you were really passionate about your other business and spending a lot of time with it. And so, it was interesting watching, because there was a lot of stress from that. There's a lot of stress from the miscarriage, a lot of stress from toward the end of that season, finances started getting a little tighter again. And it was like, okay, there's stress there. And yet, even in that, as we started implementing some of this stuff, I feel like there's a more control over it. Like there was more, like you had a better handle on pieces of that, especially as we understood the reasons and the causes behind it. And so that was cool to see. It was neat to see how those made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's neat too, because it was a season that we definitely found a lot of freedom in health-wise and anxiety-wise for me. And it's been like, it's been creeping back in, you know? So like, I mean, you know that. So I've been having more anxiety lately, listeners. And so, you know, I'm charting and I'm doing all these things and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong and what's going on. But now I know exactly what to do to figure out what's going on. And I'm dealing with a little bit of estrogen dominance. And I'm so thankful now, like it's been about a week on and off of me having this really intense anxiousness and all of that. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I know that's not who I am. I know that this is not how I mom. This is not how I live. This is not who I am as a daughter of God. So let's take a few steps back and use my good support systems, you know, to support me and hold me accountable to kind of figure out what's going on. And I know what to do. And it's like, wow, okay, cool. That was a week of like being stressed out. And now we know what to do. And we're doing the things. And it's going to get better. Whereas before we lived in that for like a year and a half, you know, and just was like, okay, well, this is what it is. And we keep dealing with it. So yeah. What are your thoughts on just being able to kind of pinpoint and identify things because of all this hormone tracking stuff?
Yeah, that has been really, really cool. Because not only have you identified pretty quickly, like much more quickly than we did before, like, oh, this isn't who I am. This isn't normal. So you found that right away. You noticed that right away, and you're able to say, hey, look at my charts. Like, this thing looks not normal. Like, this isn't how it's been. And granted, we're in this this season of, I guess, irregularity from
postpartum.
I almost said post-luteal. I'm like, no, that's not, that's right.
I'm in my luteal phase. You're so close.
Okay, thank
you. He needs to take my course too, guys.
It's work in progress. Yeah. So we've got, there's some irregularities from that naturally. But yeah, it's been really neat for you to be like, okay, well, I see, you know, all these symptoms. I see this thing. I see this thing. I'm going to go talk to this person about this specific thing. And yeah, it's been neat. Just seeing how quickly you were able to get to the root cause where, you know, from in the past, it was like, it was a long stretch. It's a long stretch of stress. It was a long stretch of, you know, I think there's value in finding contentment in your circumstances. Paul teaches on that. But then at the same time, when the Lord gives you the resources to improve and then to use your body in a greater capacity for Him, like, man, take it. Don't pass on that. So it's been really cool to see you kind of take hold of the reins on that.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay. So let's talk a little bit to the husbands who, let's first talk to the husbands whose wives, and I mean, they have just gotten off of a miscarriage. What would you say to them in terms of taking a break and the benefits of learning how to chart and like figure out what's going on with them and making some changes? What would you say to that husband? Because you know how much skepticism there can be behind doing something like that.
Yeah. I'm sure you've heard this before, but sometimes the Lord moves more in the valleys, or you see the Lord's movement more in the valleys than you do on the mountaintops. In every season, the Lord is present and is with you. So if you are going through that, I hurt with you and I've been there and I know what that's like. The Lord used the vulnerability and the pain of that season to teach us a lot. We both grew a whole lot, not only in terms of understanding of you know, this side of the health world, but in our spiritual journeys as well, and starting memorization and digging deeper in the Bible and finding close fellowship. So I'd say in some ways, strike while the iron's hot. Mm. If you're in a season of pain, and we definitely were. It was a painful season. You know, the Lord may be using it to stretch you and to grow you. And so I'd say be willing to try things maybe that you haven't before, or examine them and at least search them out. And as you, I love, of course, like I said, I've listened to every episode. As you say so often, put everything before the Lord and ask Him. And if the Lord guides you in a certain way, it's for your good and His glory. And yeah, I'd say give it a shot, test against the Lord and follow His lead.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, what also would you say, the same thing to the husband who, I want you to think now of the husband who's going through, considering IUI or IVF, maybe they've already done one or two treatments and like they don't even know what charting is. They don't know what a fertility awareness method is. They have not been given any guidance about their diet or natural things that they can do with their cycle history. Like, what would you say to that guy about all this stuff?
Sure. And to you, man, I feel for you as well. I know that's not a light decision. There's a lot of costs, a lot of stress that comes with that. I've got good friends who've gone through that and have wrestled through that and decided after they prayed to the Lord, they decided to go that route. And man, I trust them. I trust their walk with the Lord on that. I trust them. You don't know me. I'm a voice on a microphone at the moment. But man, if I, knowing what I know now, especially about the way that God's designed our bodies and the patterns of a woman's body and the dynamics of how our hormones work, I would definitely say, hey, if you haven't looked into this stuff before, you should at least understand this part. You should at least understand the basics. You need to at least understand, you know, these patterns that God has created that support fertility. I don't know. It seems, like I said, it's 2020 hindsight for me. Now we can see it and we understand how valuable it is. And if you're on the other side of the fence and you've never seen these methods before, if you've never seen these types of tracking and charting and this kind of thing, it's all foreign, but man, there's a lot to it. I would say it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it totally is. So, Adam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're such a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
And all of your insight and encouragement is great for the woman and for, the man who are listening. So I appreciate it. So, to wrap up, do you have any biblical encouragement for the couple kind of navigating this journey? You know, we always try to, I know I threw you on the spot there, but don't worry. He knows a lot of verses and I know the Lord is going to bring one to him. Just biblical encouragement for navigating this journey and taking a leap of faith, because truly walking into something like this, as you experienced, is a leap of faith. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I guess the verse that pops my mind immediately, it's a pretty well-known verse, I guess, but, the whole process here at times feels like holding onto a sliver of hope. You're holding onto the sliver of hope that, you know, maybe this will work. Maybe this avenue or this path will work. Maybe we'll have a better, you know, next pregnancy. And it's just the little glimmers of hope and all of that. It's, you know, you're listening to the Lord and trying to follow his lead. Romans 15:13. I hope I don't butcher it here in the microphone. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so you may overflow with hope by the power of the Spirit. I goofed that up.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need to review that.
We're all Christians and we all mess up quoting scripture sometimes.
I think the Lord is your source of hope. The Lord is your source of direction. We as Westerners have a discomfort in the weight, a discomfort in not knowing something. And you just take the next step. You let the Lord lead, you take the next step. And he reveals those things to you in time.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much. Well, Adam, would you take the honor of praying us out for this episode?
Sure. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this evening. We are grateful for your patience with us as we wrestle and stress and fret about every season. And Lord, you see that and you know us deeply, you know us intimately, and you are our support and our care and our caretaker. I pray as we pursue you, I pray as we seek you and your will, that you would help us to understand things that we didn't understand before, that as we call to you, that you answer us and tell us great and unsearchable things we didn't know. And I pray that with each decision, you would help us to honor you in greater and greater capacities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.